Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Quick word with, well, it doesn't have to be quick. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, joins me to talk about this scrap that broke out or came to its fullness yesterday between Elon Musk and Donald Trump. What's the talk stateside about all of that? We've had plenty of talk this side of the pond.
Well, I'm not sure it's over, Sheila. I mean, there were indications earlier today that the two men were seeking an off-ramp after basically they spent the whole of Thursday plunging hatchets into one another over messages that they were trading on their own personally owned social media platforms. But now Donald Trump has given interviews on the phone to a couple of television networks here indicating that he has no interest in talking to Elon Musk. This after White House officials indicated that there was a plan to set up a call between the two men so that they could declare some kind of detente in their row. Indeed, the President of the United States has told ABC that Elon Musk has lost his mind. President Trump indicated that he's not particularly troubled by the dispute with his now former protege, despite the fact that yesterday at times President Trump seemed extremely angry about the calls that Elon Musk was endorsing for President Trump to be impeached, for Vice President J.D. Vance to take over, the possibility that Elon Musk might fund a centrist political party in the United States to draw votes away from both the Republicans and the Democrats, and of course on the facts of the president's tax and spending legislation that Donald Trump desperately needs to pass up on Capitol Hill. Elon Musk argues correctly that it's going to fuel the deficit by $2.5 trillion, and he argued that taken together with the president's tariff policy, it would prod America into recession. So Donald Trump appears today to be trying, I mean, I almost hesitate to use this phrase, to be occupying the high moral ground, saying Elon asked for a call. I'm not interested in talking to him. I'm not particularly bothered by any of this. I'm going to get on with the business of running the country. But the country was on the receiving end yesterday of an absolutely pathetic pastiche between these two men, almost acting like cartoon characters, like characters from a bad Marvel movie, just going after one another. And I suspect that that quest for an off-ramp at least has been delayed, if not completely derailed.
Or maybe from Donald Trump's perspective, the off-ramp is just, see ya, don't want to talk about it, don't even darken my door again.
Yeah, but it's difficult for Donald Trump, all of this, because Elon Musk has some backing up on Capitol Hill among Republicans who were already squishy about the president's tax and spending legislation. And he hasn't got to peel that many votes away from Donald Trump, either to get the bill completely rewritten, which would delay it, or to derail it altogether. Also, you know, Elon Musk always had the capacity to be a very potent thorn in Donald Trump's side if he found himself outside the presidential tent. And when he starts talking about using his substantial fortune, I mean, albeit dented by $152 billion yesterday, because that's how much money Tesla lost as this row between the two men intensified, he's still got the capacity to fund Republicans or other politicians.
$152 billion
in Tesla's market capitalization was erased yesterday. It was the largest drop in the company's share price on a single day of trading since Tesla's inception. Through all the complexities with the vandalism and the acts of political violence against Tesla that depressed Tesla's business prospects in the United States, we didn't see anything like $152 billion being wiped off its market capitalization in a single day. So, I mean, that hurts Musk, but he's still the richest man in the world. And if he chooses to get involved involved in American politics and go toe-to-toe with Donald Trump and the Make America Great Again movement, that's potentially a problem, which is why people like Steve Bannon are calling for Musk's businesses to be seized by the government and for Musk immediately to be deported from the United States.
To?
Well, presumably back to South Africa. Bannon says that he believes that at some point during his experience here in the United States, Elon Musk was living illegally in America. He wants the Department of Homeland Security to launch a probe of Elon Musk's immigration history here. And we're saying last night, just deport him immediately now.
Presumably Bannon has waded in that way because it was interesting, some of the attacks against Trump by Musk yesterday, I think one stood out to me, was he's on the Epstein list, the Jeffrey Epstein list. There are certain things that Musk may know about Trump that Bannon and Trump won't want to see the light of day.
Well, that's certainly what Musk was intimating yesterday with what he referred to as the big bomb drop when he suggested that Donald Trump was not releasing more of the Epstein files because Donald Trump's name is contained within them. I mean, certainly we've all known that Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein were friends much earlier in Donald Trump's career. But as to any allegations of criminality or nefarious activity by the President of the United States, I mean, that was clearly what Elon Musk was implying and inferring. There is potential danger in all of that for Donald Trump simply by having his name once again associated in the public's mind with Jeffrey Epstein. But Steve Bannon has argued for a good long while that Donald Trump should not have allowed Elon Musk to get close to him. Even back in January, in the days leading up to the inauguration, Bannon was publicly saying that he would go to the mat to make sure that Elon Musk never got anywhere near the West Wing. He doesn't like Musk. He doesn't trust him. He doesn't believe that Musk is genuinely supportive of the president's Make America Great Again approach to life. And now Bannon seeing advantage in Musk's treachery towards Trump and saying to the president, you should never have let him into your inner circle. And now you really need to protect himself by, if necessary, getting him out of America.
This makes the Dominic Cummings and Boris Johnson spat look like a sort of toddler party, doesn't it, really, in comparison?
A very British kind of spat, yes, compared to the highly professional spats. Yes. That we have here. Look, I mean, this has been the most unedifying 24 hours in modern American history. Let's be absolutely clear about it. This is a country facing major issues. President Trump was on the phone yesterday for an hour and a quarter with President Xi Jinping. He had Friedrich Merz, the Chancellor of Germany, in the Oval Office when he began accelerating his assault on Elon Musk, which really set all of this in train. The country's economy is facing huge challenges. Hundreds of thousands of people have been thrown out of work on the orders of Elon Musk, their livelihoods fed into Elon Musk's wood chipper. There is serious stuff to be discussed in this country. And instead, we lost fully 24 hours. Now we're losing a second day to this cartoonish, clownish nonsense between the most powerful man on the planet and the richest man on the planet. And that is a terrible commentary on just how unserious this country has become.
Do you know, Simon, I'd still rather talk to you than either of them. Thank you very much indeed for coming on today. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.